Maybe we can finish out, and I'd like to hear about your 75-year-old lady.
This is what we consider as elderly, unfit AML patient who presented with fatigue and bruises and was found to have AML. The cytogenetics was intermediate risk, and we opted to put her on the trial of decitabine plus venetoclax, which we have been having ongoing. And she has done extremely well, and now this is one of the patients who is actually a couple of years into therapy. And again, I have treated many of these patients, and I have been extremely pleased with this regimen, mainly because, as you know, in the AML community, we have been involved in developing regimens for elderly unfit for many years now, going back to drugs such as clofarabine or chlorethazine, etc., which were in no way similar to what we are getting in terms of response and durability of response with this regimen.
One thing I have been hearing is the rapidity of response. With this lady, how long did it take for her blood to clear?
Most patients tend to respond within the first, if not the first or second cycle. There are a fair proportion of patients who achieve CRI, as in they don't recover the platelet count particularly all the way up. But I think that's where dose adjustments in venetoclax become more important. I definitely, on the subsequent cycles, I definitely don't give more than 2 weeks of venetoclax, but even that may be too much, and we will have to see with future data.
So it's funny, because when I saw that case, because it didn't say what the treatment was, it just says 75-year-old lady with PS of 1 to 2 with fatigue. I was thinking to myself, I wonder if she got venetoclax hypomethylating agent. I just started really hearing about this last summer, and it seems like one of the most important developments in the field, particularly from the point of view of the community-based oncologist.
It is very much so. I actually, and you know, fortunately I have no involvement with the sponsor, but I actually think this is a transforming drug. And I tell people it's the same as rituximab for lymphoid malignancies. But the difference is this is probably going to be transforming in both myeloid and lymphoid malignancies.
Any thoughts, incidentally, about what's going on? I was interviewing Dan Pollier, and he was talking about maybe having its effect on stem cells. Any thoughts about what's going on?
I think the depth of responses are high, as in patients who achieve it, and that's why the durability of responses are so high. So, yes, I mean, that makes sense. You know, the stem cell is the source of future relapse. Whether the data is fully supportive yet, I'm not sure. But obviously, Dan is working very hard on that, and his entire research is based on that.